Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody. This is Jake coming to you from beautiful and sunny fall-like weather here in Colorado. We hope you guys are having a great day. Hope you guys are having a great start to your week. We're so glad you guys could join us today. So wherever you may be coming from, and those of you listening to the replay, welcome. We're always glad you guys could join us here at Surge Nation on Blog Talk Radio. Our host this morning, or our guest this morning, is going to be Regina Legustier. We're having a couple of problems here getting her on the line, but she will be on here shortly. And she's going to be talking to us this morning about cruising. So if you guys are not aware, this month, October, the month of October, is Cruise Month. And that is throughout not only the United States, but throughout the world, it's considered Cruise Month. And since today is October 11th, we're going to be discussing with her the benefits of cruising, what you can do with cruising, how it works. I described it in the intro as a one-stop shop because you're basically on a floating hotel with all of the amenities. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. So we're looking forward to hearing from her on that. And she's going to be giving you some information not only how and where to cruise, but also some of the cruise lines that she's been on, and then some of the upcoming cruises and events that she has going on in her or with her travel agency. And so anyways, we're going to go ahead and talk to her in just a second here. When it comes to cruising, you guys, there is so many different things that you can do. There's so many different companies that you can try as well. For those of you who have tried the large cruise lines, they're one way that you can go. The other way that you can go is through the smaller cruise lines. The large ones, we're talking 3,000 plus people. The smaller ones, we're talking several hundred, and you can also do river cruising, which can be very intimate. And those are smaller cruise ships that you can take. And some of the ones that are out there offer some great deals. And so, and they are all over the world. And there is cruises that take place in different parts of the world, depending upon the season. You can just, it just depends on which cruise line you're going to go on, which company you would like to use. But all of the cruise lines out there have specials going on. It allows you to experience their cruise line, their family, because the cruise lines that are out there, they have the ability to each of the boats or each of the cruise lines themselves, each of the ships have different themes and allow you to do different things. And that's for every cruise line that's out there. That's why each of the ships have different names. And with the themes, you can literally be on one part of the boat and be in one theme and then go to a different part of the boat and be in a completely different atmosphere. A lot of the cruise lines out there also provide things for single travelers. If you're going to go solo, they also offer things for cruisers who want to travel with family and loved ones. There's also cruise lines that cater to special needs as far as if people have needs hospital-wise. One of the biggest things going on in the cruise industry as of the last decade or so has been the cruise lines that offer all kinds of hospital amenities. And so you're able to go and cruise safely without having any issues in regards to worrying about whether or not you need a doctor at hand. Now, all the cruise ships themselves have the ability and have nurses and doctors that are available on the ships. But we're talking when people have extremes and they need to have blood transfusions and things like that. A lot of the cruise lines out there are now offering those considered amenities to people. So it allows them to go and cruise and do things that they would normally not be able to do, which is fantastic. And so we hope that you would be able to look into those because of the information that Regina is going to share. And each of the cruise lines that are out there will allow you to go on these cruises and enjoy these amenities. And the main thing is that when you end up being able to do this, you're able to travel with loved ones who normally wouldn't be able to travel. And so that is this opportunity that they are allowing people to do, which makes for a great opportunity to travel the world, not only on your own, but you can continue to travel with your loved ones, especially those who may not be able to travel. One of the things that has taken place over the years with the cruise lines is they have, over time, they have increased their abilities as far as where they cruise to, how they cruise to certain areas. If you guys are familiar with the cruise industry or not familiar with the cruise industry, there are ships that are being built all the time, and every year new ships are retired and new ships are sent out from the docks. And so a lot of the ships are built in Germany. They're built elsewhere as well, but there's a lot of ships that are out there that are becoming larger. There's also ships that are out there that are providing many more amenities for their clients. And so it's making for an industry that is growing every year, and it's growing literally by the month these days, as many ships are turned out. And so a lot of people that I know have been on some of the newer ships. I haven't been on some of the newer ones, but there are ships that end up being dry docked, and they end up being worked on, repainted. A lot of times they'll change some of the things that are on there, from the kitchens to some of the themed areas and those kinds of things, and then they are sent back out again. And there's people that I've also known, we've had clients which have been great, where they have been able to travel on a ship several years ago, even 10 plus years ago, 20 plus years ago, and that ship is still in existence. And it is they're able to cruise on that once again with friends and family at a different time. So it just makes for a great opportunity for people. And like I've said, there's ships that are larger, there's ships that are smaller, just depending upon what you really want to do and depending upon where you want to disembark. A lot of times you will have ships that are coming from or out of Texas or out of Florida or out of California here in the States. There's also ships that sail to Hawaii, but then there's also ships that sail to other parts of the world, and just depending upon the weather and what time of the year that it is will depend upon what ship you can take, and then what they're going to be, what, you know, what the itinerary is going to include. Some of the greatest trips that I've heard about, which I have not been able to do yet, one of the greatest ones that I've had a lot of my clients go on has been the cruise to Alaska. That's been one of the ones where they've been able to do whale watching and able to see so many different things, including they are able to actually get off the ship and go and ride the railroad or go and enjoy some time in some of the lodges that are located in Alaska. So it ends up being one of those things that makes for just a great cruise, but also you are able to get off the ship and do different tours and things like that if you want to head to Alaska. And I know Regina has been there as well. And so that's just one of the locations that you can go to. They have cruises that go all over the world. You really have to pay attention to what they're doing seasonally. Your local travel agent can help you with that. You can also get a hold of the cruise lines themselves, but working through a travel agent allows you that extra access to somebody else who has the knowledge and who has the experience as well to let you know some of the things that they really enjoyed about going on a particular cruise, especially when you go to a place like Alaska or Europe, if you head down south as well. And so those are all those types of things are things you want to be aware of and things you want to experience. And so talking to your local travel agent is a great way to go and allows you, it allows somebody else to work for you in order to create and to design an itinerary that is perfect for you. As you guys know, there are many things that can take place on cruise lines and cruise ships. A lot of people end up spending their honeymoons or their anniversaries there on a cruise, and a lot of times you can have those things take place while a ship is docked. You can also have those things take place when you're actually on the cruise itself and heading somewhere to the Caribbean. There's a lot of people who take advantage of that, and the reason for that is that what you run into is you run into the fact that you are able to that you are able to enjoy a one-stop shop where everything's located in the same place. It's basically a floating hotel, and so you're able to enjoy that time. And for those of you who've been on cruises and experienced that, you know that when you're there, sometimes you can be on there and on the ship itself and never see your party of people unless you plan dinners and things like that or a particular place in the ship to meet. There are so many people sometimes located on these cruise lines that you sometimes are not able to even run into the people that you're there with, and so you need to plan accordingly. There's also different things that takes place on particular ships as far as the amenities that they offer, as far as exchanging money and things like that as well, and those are all things that you can talk to your travel agent about and get more information on. You want to make sure that when you're cruising that you're aware of how it works for the Wi-Fi and having access to the internet, depending upon where you're going and how it works and what the additional charges can be. Those are things that you don't want to be surprised with once you're done wrapping up your cruise ever. You don't ever want to do that. And as a travel professional, we never want our clients to experience that. And so it's something that they will let you know and give you your itinerary before you go, along with who is part of the group and so on and so forth. Some of the things that you can also enjoy when you go cruising is if you want to do things like a family reunion, if you would like to do something in regards to a girls' cruise or a ladies' cruise, VFWs, all kinds of different cruises are available out there, and your travel agent can help you with those and build that itinerary around who is going to be on and who is going to be included with that. As professional travel agents, we can also help you when there's emergencies. That's one of the greatest things you can do and work through your travel agent with is the fact that they can help you when there are emergencies, if there are emergencies, and different things. And as you guys know, because of the things that have taken place in Puerto Rico, our fellow Americans, and those things that have taken place when we've had the hurricanes and events in Florida, your travel agent is there to professionally help you in those times where you may have somebody who's on a cruise ship. And there's also cruises that are able to, you probably have read about and seen on the news that have been going to places that have had these catastrophes, and they are sending their ships to help people and to help those locals that are there, not only to deliver supplies, but also to help people get back to where they need to go. And so the cruise lines provide such a benefit to our industry. It is one of the largest parts of our industry and is one of the parts of our industry that is so important, not only for us as travel agents and helping clients to get to places that they've never been before, especially if somebody maybe does not like to fly. There are people that have those fears, or for whatever reason, it may be younger kids that they don't want to fly them, and so a lot of times people can drive to particular ports, and they can cruise out of those ports and then cruise back, and it can be something that's a great experience and maybe allow somebody to do something they've never done or go somewhere they've never been before because they're actually able to do that on a ship, and so it makes for a great opportunity for them and for those particular situations. So the cruise line industry offers so many different things, and there's a lot of intimacy that's involved between the cruise lines and the travel agents as well, and that's what we try to provide as travel professionals, is the best possible experience that you can have and that our clients can have, and whether that's going to be as a solo traveler or whether that's going to be in a small group, large group, or whatever the case may be. It's a great opportunity for you to experience the cruise line industry, especially here in the month of October. And so I have been back and forth here with Regina, talking with her on social media, and she has not been able to get on, and that is my fault, and I apologize. Hopefully we will be able to have her on next Wednesday, and you guys can join us again next Wednesday. Sometimes we have glitches in the system, and unfortunately that happens, but hopefully I've given you guys a little bit of information that will help you. We will plan on having Regina on next Wednesday if she can make it on. That's going to be October 18th. And so if you guys can check back in and join us next Wednesday, October 18th, that would be great. And I'll give you, I'll get this replay set back up so you can listen to this. But most importantly, we want to make sure you guys can join us again next Wednesday, same time. It's 10 a.m. Pacific. It's 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And hopefully you guys can join us here and hear what Regina has to share with us. If that changes and she's not able to make it on the 18th, we will have her on before the end of the month to celebrate Cruise Month. And we will let you guys know when that will be. We'll post that on social media and also on Twitter and Instagram and all of those. So anyways, hopefully you guys can join us then. I know Regina has some great information to share with you guys. She also has some cruises that are coming up, and she will share with you her information where you can locate her and contact her if you would like to take a cruise or plan a cruise, whether it's you or a group. And she's great at doing this, and she's experienced a lot of different cruises and different locations that she's been to. And so she can share with you next Wednesday the best places and times to go during Cruise Month, the month of October 2017. So we want to thank you guys for joining us. I know this was a short show, but I want to thank you guys for being here and joining us. We look forward to hearing from Regina next Wednesday, October 18th, and we'll plan on having her on, and she can talk to you guys about the cruises that are coming up, like I said, and some of the great experiences you can have as part of the cruise industry. All right, you guys, thanks for joining us again. Jake coming to you from Colorado. Hope you guys have a great and blessed day. Have a great week. Oh, wait a second. Maybe Regina's on here. We'll see if she made it on. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Regina, are you there? I think Regina made it on. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let's see if I can get her. Regina?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on 1 second here. Hey, there she is. You guys, you stayed on. And Regina, I already announced that I am so sorry, and I apologize to everybody because I told them it's our fault. When it comes to the dashboard and when it comes to the phone, they're two totally different entities, and it was my fault. But listen, I let everybody know if you can make it on next Wednesday, that would be great. But right now I'd like for you to go ahead and share what you can, and most importantly, at the very end of this, I'll give you a couple minutes, and we'll let everybody know where they can contact you and talk further with you beyond this show.
Okay, that'd be great. I apologize. I dialed a whole bunch of times and just couldn't make it. But I do have several cruises that I wanted to tell you about. The first one is that I'll be sailing on, and I would love to have you come and join us. The first one is with Royal Caribbean in February. Now, that one's getting kind of close, and the final payment date is November 6th, but I can still check and see what availability is available or what rooms are available. The next one we have is with, it's a group cruise, and even though you might not, you're not associated with the group, you're still welcome to come, because the group has awesome amenities, and I will be sailing on that, too, to help out with that group. And that one is in February of 2019. And I'll be happy to, I know we're running out of time, and I'll be happy to talk to you about what the itineraries are. You just contact me. And then the next one we have is in April of 2019. And that one has a very similar itinerary to the one in February with Norwegian. I don't know how much time you have left, Jake, but people are welcome to give me a call. My number is 303-241-2119.
No worries, Regina. You've still got 10 minutes, so you got plenty of time with whatever you'd like to share.
Well, okay. I don't know. I couldn't hear what you said, Jake, so I don't know exactly what you talked about, and I don't want to repeat anything that you said.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. I just went over general stuff in regards to the cruise industry and how it works for solo travelers, group travelers, how they travel all over, basically cruise all over the world, and just depending upon the time of the year of where you can go. I also shared that you've been to Alaska, and that you've done certain cruises. And so if you'd like to share anything else about the cruise industry, I've covered very general things,
okay.
And so whatever you cover would be perfectly fine. Yeah, go right ahead. It's all yours.
All right. Well, my husband and I took our first cruise together a few years ago now, and we really enjoy it. We find that cruising is a really great value vacation. If you were going to, you can spend a lot of money on a cruise, sure, and you can spend a lot of money on a land vacation. But just think about cruising as a semi-all-inclusive. It doesn't include everything, but it includes a lot. And so you've got your floating hotel that takes you to several destinations, three or four destinations in a week. And certainly you can take a longer cruise if you want. They've got anything from 3 days up to 100 for a world cruise. One of these days I'm going to be doing that one. Think about it as your hotel, you get your luggage in, you unpack once, and you stay the week, and then you pack and get ready to leave. That's all you have to do. Shipboard entertainment. So much shipboard entertainment is included in the cost of your fare. You have Broadway-type shows, trivia contests, comedy club presentations, lots and lots of live music, sports bars where you can watch the game from back home. We've watched football games on board Texas A&M. I'm an alumni of Texas A&M, and we watch the Aggie games on board. So it's always a lot of fun. We've even watched the Broncos. Art auctions. They have art auctions that are, if you're into art, there's spectacular deals on board, and then they'll ship it to you once you're off the ship. Dining. Dining has become an amazing part of cruising. They are all the cruise lines now are working with world-renowned chefs. Just a few, Curtis Stone is working with Princess. And there are others that are working, I can't even remember their names now, but there are lots of world-renowned chefs that are preparing amazing meals. Now, a lot of these, not a lot, some of them are in the special dining where you pay a little bit extra, but that little bit extra is probably $25 to $29 per person. If you went to the chef's restaurant, you'd be paying a whole lot more than that. And oftentimes that includes a multi-course meal with wine if you want it. But I know Curtis Stone is also preparing meals for the dining room on several Princess ships. And so the food in the main dining room has always been spectacular. The thing that you have to remember about eating on board is that you need to pace yourself. You don't need to have all the high-calorie stuff the first day because you're going to have six more days behind you to eat more. Another Guy Fieri has his burger joint on board a lot of the carnivals, and he's opening up a barbecue place too. So that's another example of shipboard dining. And like I said, if you're not eating at the specialty restaurants, the food in the dining room and the other venues is always spectacular. Lots and lots and lots to choose from. And you never have to eat at a specialty dining restaurant on board because there's so many more venues that are actually included in your fare. So what's not included in your cruise fare? That's always kind of the big thing. This is the part that's not part of the inclusive, all-inclusive. Alcohol is not included. Sodas are not included. And some of the foo-foo coffees, specialty teas and stuff like that, if they have places on board, a lot of those times are not included in your fare, but certainly available for you to purchase. Alcohol and soda packages are available to purchase before going on board. We have not purchased those because it takes a lot of drink to pay for one of those per day. The price varies per ship or per cruise line, but it can range anywhere from $60 to $90 a day. And that's a lot of drinking. And and we just don't drink that much. Even, you know, sodas, we just don't partake that much. So we have not purchased an alcohol package or a soda package, but those are certainly available to you. And I can help you purchase that on board before you go, so that you're ready to go when you get on board. Short excursions are not included in your fare. They have so many types of activities that people get to choose the different things that they want to do, and they range in price anywhere from, I don't know, probably $30 to $500 and more. It just depends on what you want to do, if you're just happy going with a group, or if you want a private excursion, then the private ones cost more, but you get special attention, so it's gonna cost more. If you have a group that's going on board, then something like that might be good, because then you can all go together, and then you're together, and you don't have to worry about being separated into different smaller groups. Also, we have several companies that we can work with that can get you shore excursions that are not through the cruise lines, and those are oftentimes smaller groups, and they really are working very hard. Like the one I like to use is Shore Trips, and they guarantee that they will have you back aboard your ship on time. And I have taken shore excursions with them, and they do that. In fact, the one that we did in Cozumel, he was like, let's go, we're running. I mean, he was constantly watching his watch, but it was important that he had us back on time, and he was aware of that. So, and one of the things that's not included that you should always do is purchase travel insurance. I have people all the time, do I really need it? Do you travel with insurance? And I had someone just ask me that the other day, do I have insurance? I never go anywhere without travel insurance. So far I haven't had to use it. But there, you never know when that time will come when I will need help either getting my money back from the cruise line and that's not the only thing that they cover. They'll help you if your flight is delayed. They'll help you get rebooked and onto another flight, getting into your port and your destination. If your luggage is missing, when you end up on the other line, they will help you get more stuff for your cruise. Now, all of this is reimbursable. You have to pay for everything up front, but you can make your claim when you come home. Now, I realize that's still a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, but the travel insurance is so worth it, and it covers more than just that particular, since we're talking about cruises, it covers more than just the cost of that cruise. It's so much more to help you. If you need evacuating, which people have recently, if you need medical attention, you can get those services and then make those claims to your insurance. So please, don't ever travel with insurance, whether you're cruising or a land vacation or anything. It's just so, so important. And really, the cost of it is, it's often just a very small portion of your overall travel expenses, and I would encourage you not to go anywhere without that.
Regina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have 1 minute left, so I wanted to reiterate to people, like, if you can make it on next Wednesday, that'll be great, but I also wanted to make, most importantly, where people can find you and talk to you about cruising.
Okay. I will make sure that I can be on next week, so hopefully I'll just start calling in earlier. But
fantastic, and that wasn't your fault. Again, that was mine. Sorry about that.
Please call me at 303-241-2119. That's my business number and my cell phone, and I pretty much always have it with me. If I can't answer, please leave me a message, because I'm not always in the right spot to take a call. And once again, my number is 303-241-2119. That is also a textable number. If you want to text me, then I can send you my email, but I'll just spell it out for you right now if you'd like. My email is ryoustillhere@gmail.com. So it's ryoustillhere@gmail.com. And Are You Still Here is the name of our travel business. So I have a website as well, but we can do that later. The announcement that Jake put out on Facebook has both. It doesn't have my number on there at all. So, yeah, just give me a call. That's probably the best way for us to start, and then we can. I'm more than happy to help you book. And just so you'll know, with Cruise Month, there are sailings available into 2019. So you can plan ahead and get that vacation planned.
Awesome. All right, Regina. Well, again, thank you so much. And next week will be okay for you?
Yes, sir. I will be. I will make sure I'm available. Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right. Well, you guys, thank you again for joining us today. And Regina will be with us next Wednesday. So if you guys are able to make it on live with us next Wednesday, please join us. We'll have an announcement. It'll be similar to the one that we sent out today and last week. And so we'll have that one. So look for that on social medias. And we'll be doing a part two. And then also, if you're not able to join us, remember that we will have the replay, and we'll make sure that we get that posted. So, again, Regina, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you again a week from today.
All right, Jake. Thank you so much, and thanks, everybody, for coming. I'm sorry I didn't make it on, but I'll be here next week, and we'll just talk some more about cruising, how much fun it is.
Sounds great. Thanks, Regina. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, Jake. Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.